Alexis Johnson, same as the president. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
E-L-I-X-I-S?
Yes. He is the outstanding foremost expert in Southeast Asia. It's going to be a real blow to us here, as is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. But some of them will say it's too much military, so I put him out there to balance it, give us political, and I want the military to work with Khan because they got a military president, try to get his cooperation. If he falls over, as he may any day, and have another coup, we're through in Asia. And I'm trying to get a man can lead him and give him advice. I called you because we got a very dangerous and bad precedent shaping up, irresponsibility of some of these House members. A fellow named Ryan and Ogden Reed.
Who? Ryan?
Ryan.
What Ryan?
From New York.
What about him?
Well, he's a damn fool. That's first.
F-O-O-L. Who did that?
F-O-O-L. He called at midnight last night. Midnight now. And got a hold of my assistant and demanded we do something about these three kids that these Jewish boys from New York that went off to Mississippi.
He just made a speech on the floor of the House.
And what we have done in Mississippi is this. About 3 weeks ago, I called in Edgar Hoover and told him to fill Mississippi, I can't say this publicly, but loaded down with FBI men and put them in every place they anticipate they can as informers and put them in the Klan and infiltrate it, get them join up. We can't advertise this. But get all the informers they need so we know what's going on and that we can protect these kids as best we can. We don't recommend it, don't advise it, but they're going to do it anyway. And so we're going to give them as much protection as we can. So he shipped the FBI in there. And he's got them joining up on everything, and they're trying to get in a position where they can be helpful. When these kids didn't show night before last, yesterday morning we sent a new bunch of FBI in to supplement them in numbers. We got the Defense Department to turn over the helicopters and the whole facilities of the Naval Air Station to the FBI. And the FBI is using these helicopters to guard all roads and fly over them and take pictures and try to locate these people. The FBI has got two big groups that have gone in at my request. Although I don't want to be appearing to be directing this thing and appear that I'm invading a state and taking the rights of a governor or mayor. Nevertheless, I've quietly shown plenty of firmness and put plenty of power. That's the only power I have. The marshals couldn't do much about it. FBI is the best people. Marshals are not investigative in nature and can't locate anybody. We've asked them for our reports as quickly as they can get it. Now, Ryan calls up and tells my assistant, Lee White,